Because your grandma's here tonight. Well, let's take Nishma Sa. Well, today is Zecha Nishma as Freida. Bas Yitzchak Michal. Because your side is today. Neshama Shehav and Aliyah. Today's also the Noam Abimelech's your side. Okay. So, Amar Mar. We are on today's Nun Beis. We're on Nun Aleph Amar Beis, about 3 lines from the bottom by Amar Mar. We're in the middle discussing Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva, who said our Mishnah is like, he says that the avodas kachavim of an kachavim is not asur until it's worshipped, and by Yisrael it becomes asur immediately. And that's Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Kiva says the opposite, that the avodas kachavim of a nachri is asur right away, and for a Jew it's not asur until it is worshipped. So Amar Mar. So now we're going to bring the brisa that we brought before. We're going to bring the brisa to discuss. Basically, it's one of those ping pong days, go back and forth between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel at the beginning of the daf. Amar Mar. So brisa brought before in Rabbi Shmuel the pasuk of Abdei Te Abdun. Right, the pasuk is in Devarim Yud Beis pasuk Beis Abdei Te Abdun as Kolam Akamos Asher Avdusham Hagoyim Asher Atem Yoshim Osam Es Eloheim Al Haharim Haramim Al Hagvaos V'Tachas Kol Eitzer Anon. So the Gemara, the pasuk starts off and says Abdei Te Abdun. So the Gemara says Kalim Shenishtamshu Behen Avos Chacham Kasser V'Daber. The pasuk is talking about items that are used. I guess the utensils that are used in order to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about, Kalim? Hamikomos Ksiv. It's talking about places. It's talking about the mountains and the valleys. That's what it's talking about. The Gemara says it can't be. Im Eino Inyan Mikomos. It can't be for the Mikomos because we learned already the Lo Mitzarei. That you cannot asur. That was the Mishnah on Daf Memahei. You can't what? Right. You can't asur them. The Ksiv Eloheim Eloharim. Their gods are on the mountains. Eloharim Eloheim. But their mountains cannot be their gods. They can't asur these things that are mechuber. Right. So can't. So the pasuk that says Mikomos is not talking about Mikomos. It's Eino Inyan. If it can't be talking about Mikomos, it's going to be talking about Kalim. So Tanehu Inyan LeKalim. So we set up the pasuk as talking about the Kalim. Now I got to figure out. Who's Kalim? Right, Tehillim and Kalim. So Mikan Amru. So now the Gemara is again continuing to bring the source of Rabbi Yishmael that the Avodah Zarah of a Nachri is not the actual Avodah Zarah is not Asur until it is worshipped. Mikan Amru from the pasuk of Avei Tabdun as Kol Mikamot Asher Avdu Shamagoyim Avodas Kochavim Shel Oved Kochavim Eina Asura Ella Ad Shete Aved B'Shei Yisrael Miyad. Why is that? It says Asher Avdu, right? So I don't understand why it should be. It says Avoda. Avodas Chachamim is not Asur until you worship, because it says Asher Avdu. You have to worship it. Shei Yisrael will be Miyad. The Gemara says, wait a second. You just established that we're talking about the Kalim. We're talking about the utensils. We're talking about the things that augment the Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Ha b'Kalim ukim nolei. No, so he says Amar Kra. Continue the pasuk. Amar Kra. The pasuk says afterwards. It says Asher Atem Yorshim Osam Es Eloheim. So you have the words Osam, and you have the words Mekomos, right? Now, since Mekomos, we said, are Kalim, right? So that's, and we can compare the Kalim, Eloheim, Le Kalim, right? It says, Asher Atem Yashim Osam Es Eloheim. So Eloheim is the gods. Kalim are also in the apostle, because that's Mekomos. Ma Kalim Adshe Yavdu. So that's just like the Kalim, right? It says, Asher Avdu Shem Agoyim. They're not going to be usher until you worship them, until you actually use them, I guess. Af Eloheim Nami Adshe Yavdu. So to their gods, the Avodah Zarah itself is not going to be usher until it is worshipped. So what is Rabbi Kiva? Right? Rabbi Kiva doesn't say. Rabbi Kiva says that the Avodah Zarah of the god of the Akum is usher right away. So why doesn't he have? So he says Rabbi Kiva, the low makish, he doesn't make the hekesh of Eloheim and Kalim. Meaning both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that when it comes to the Kalim, right? When it comes to the Kalim themselves, the utensils themselves, those things are not going to be usher until they're actually used for Avodah Zarah. The Malhokas in the Pasuk here is going to be whether or not the Avodah Zarah itself is Asa right away. Right? Rabbi Kiva says it's Asa right away. Rabbi Shmuel says it's not Asa right away because Rabbi Shmuel has this Hekesh between the Avodah Zarah to the Kehilim. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, I don't have this Hekesh. Amar Lecha S Hifsika Inyan. There's an S in between the two, and that you can't be Makish the first part of the Pasuk to the second part of the Pasuk. Remember, we read the Pasuk, Abei Tabdun Es Kolam Mekomos Yeravdu Shamagoyim Asher Tam Yashim Osam. And right? That's the Mekomos. And then S Eloheim Alaharim. So that S knocks off the connection between Mekomos, which are Kalim, and Eloheim, which is the deity itself. Okay, Rabbi Kiva de Lomakish, Arvacha Es Hifsik is the Inyan. So now, the Rabbi Shmuel, Ashukhan, Avodas Kachavim, Shel Ovi Kachavim, the Inasur Ach Deyaveh. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel, we just found in this Pasuk that the idol itself Right? The deity itself is not going to be usher until you actually work it, worship it. That's right, because it says, again, just repeat, because it says, Mikomos asher avdu, so therefore the kelim have to be used, and then he has the hekesh to Elohim also until they're worshipped. Fine. So there you have that. But Yisrael dasur miyam inale, Rabbi Shmuel, where do you learn, where do you see that the Avodah Zarah itself that a Jew makes is usher immediately? So he says, interesting, he says, Svaru, it's a Svara, mi ovi kachavim achate aved, Yisrael asur miyad. I'm not sure what that Svara is. But the Svara he's saying is that the Kal Chomer, if the non-Jews of Avodah Zarah is Asr once it's worshipped, the Jews of Avodah Zarah is Asr right away. I don't know what the logic is. I'm not sure what that means. The Gemara says, wait a second. He says, Ema the Yisrael Klav Klalo. Maybe you should just learn the other way. You should say, learn the opposite. The Avodah Zarah of the guy is Asr when it's worshipped, and the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is not Asr at all. Where do you get this? What's the logic? So he says, no, can't be. Because they have to have the kosher kain, because hashta geniza baye. We're going to see that the avodah zara of a Jew needs to be put in geniza, needs to be put away. So if it needs to be put away, it's sui lo mitzra. Of course, it's going to be usher. So if it's going to be usher, then we can learn the kav chomer my way. They say it's going to be usher right away. So he says, okay, the ema ki the ovik chavim. Well, so why? What's the logic? So maybe say, okay, fine. You just showed me that the avodah zarah of a Jew has to become usher because it has to be put away into geniza. You still haven't proven to me it's usher right away. Maybe it's like a guy's and only becomes usher when it's worshipped. So he says, no. Forget the svara. Okay, forget the svara. Amakra. It says in the pasuk in last parsha about the chayta egel. It says ve'es chatoschem. It's not a lunar moment because we're on Thursday, so it doesn't count for the last week. Okay. So the amakra ve'eschatas, it's in the sefer. You know, do it. Ve'eschatashem asher asisem esa egel. It says your sin in that you made the egel. He says mishas asiya kamli b'chet. From the moment you made it, you have the sin. So you see, it's asher right away. Mara says, wait a second. Ema hani mili lemekim gaver b'chet. It's suri lo mitzra. Okay, fine. But the moment you make it, you violate. You did an avera. But who says it becomes asher because of the avera? It's not the same thing. Maybe it's only usher when you worship it. Yes, you get the sin right away, and if you worship it, it becomes usher. Why are you saying that it becomes usher right away?
Because they consecrated right away as an avodah zarah.
What?
Because they said we're going to use this as an avodah zarah.
But they didn't worship it yet, so it only becomes usher for hana once you worship it.
Right, but the whole time making it is in order to use it.
But you didn't use it yet, so you make it exactly the point. So you have an avera by making it, and then the next stage of it becoming usher, not you violating an isser. The item itself becoming usher, you have to put it away. You can't use it, you can't kosher, you can't do anything with it. It's only once it's worshipped. You had in mind to make a avodah zarah, you got a sin. Bad mark in Shemayim. But the item itself, the chefza, is not usher until it's worshipped. So he says, he says, Ema hani mili lemekim gavar b'chet, itzur lo mitzra. So he goes, okay, no, amakra, the pasuk says there, Arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesel masecha. Cursed be the person who makes an idol. Right, so it says ayash asher yaseh, not asher yavod. You're cursed when you make it. It says fine. Mishas asiyah leikam levayaror. You're right. You're cursed. You, the individual who makes it, you're cursed the moment you make it. The item itself doesn't become asher until somebody worships it. Ema, right? Yeah. So he says no. Ema. Right, so I guess Ema hani mili lemekim gavro aror itzuri lo mitzra. So the question answers no to avas Hashem siv. At the beginning, at the continuation of the pasuk, it says it's a toeva Hashem. Well, it's a toeva right from the moment it's made. So if it's a toeva right from the moment it's made, so the only thing that's a toeva is something that's usher. So you know, if it's usher, so it's usher the moment it's made. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel learns that the avodah zara of the goy becomes usher only upon worship. The avodah zara of the Jew is a toeva, becomes usher immediately upon its being created, upon its being made. So now we got to go to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, you said that the avodah zara of the Jew is not usher right away. It's only usher until once you use it. How do you learn the pasuk of toeva? He says, "Davar hamigli de toeva." You're right. It is a toeva. It's something that brings you to do with a toeva. What does it do? Worshipping avodah zara is a toeva. So if this thing is going to bring you, it's going to cause you to create a toeva. Okay. The Rabbi Kiva, Avodas Kachavim, Shal Ove Kachavim, Dasur Miyad Minale. Where does Rabbi Kiva learn that the Avodah Zarah of the Goy is Usur immediately? right? Because we just learned that it's only that from the pasuk that's usher, right? We had the hekesh, therefore it's just like the kelim are usher right away. By so too the avodah zarah itself. So Amar Ula, Ula says, Rabbi Kiva learns that from a different pasuk. It says pisilei Eloheim tisrefun ba'ish. Right, so he says the word. I think it's saying that the word pisilei is extra because the kutzur could have simply said Eloheim tisrefun ba'ish. So what are you learning from the lashon of pisilei? It's pisilei means the pesel. Pisil means to make something possible. Pisil also means to create. Lefasel something means to also to create, to make something. So he says, mi shepisilo nase Elohai. This pisilei Eloheim. When it's made, it's already Eloheim, and therefore would become aser right away. V'idach. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel, who you say that it doesn't come aser right away? What do you do with that pisilei Eloheim? Ahu mi boilei lechadasani Rabbi Yosef. He learns it like Rabbi Yosef learned it. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, I guess generations later, the Tani Rabbi Yosef, minayin la'ovi kachavim sheposel eloho. How do you know that the guy can pasel? Basically, you have the word pasel, it can mean multiple things. So they should learn out the definition that suits their drasha. So he says, minayin la'ovi kachavim sheposel eloho. How do you know that an ovi kachavim can pasel, can nullify his God? Sheremar, pisilei Eloheim tisrum be'esh. So he says that pisilei is teaching you that pisilei Eloheim, they can pasel their it's not Psham the pasel because it's talking about the pisilei Eloheim to destroy. If they pasel it and they nullify it, then why you have to destroy it? Okay. The idah, so now Rabbi Kiva, who learns from pisilei that it's usher immediately, so how does he learn that the guy can be mefasel, can nullify his avodah zarah? The idah, nafkalei min Shmuel, the way Shmuel, a couple generations later, learned it. The Shmuel Rami Ksiv. Shmuel said there's a stira in the psukim. One pasuk says, psilei Eloheim tisra'um be'esh, I guess, right, psilei Eloheim tisra'um be'esh, lo sach mod keset v'zav aleihem. Right, don't keep the gold and silver that's on him. Right, meaning that aleihem is talking about on the psilei Eloheim. Right, you're not going to get benefit from the keset and the zav that's on the avodah zarah. And right away, I think the next pasuk says, v'lakachtu lecha, that you can take it for you. So what is it? Can you not get benefit for it? Or can you take it for yourself? What's the story? So haketzad, how's it work? Pisalo lo, if it's made for, if pisalo, oh, it's a plain word. Pisalo lo sachmor. If he creates it, we're using pesel as a word of making, if he creates it, then you can't lo sachmor. Pisalo me aloha, if he passes it from being a god, the London mem change, if he passes it from being a god, then then you can take it. So from the steer in the pasuk, he learns out that the guy can passel or nullify the avodah zarah. Okay, fine. So Rikiva ashachan avos chachavim, so chachavim nesur miyad. Now we just prove from Rikiva that the guy's avodah zarah is usher right away. Again, because it says pisilei Eloheim the moment it's formed. It's just from the beish. But the Yisrael achateva minalan. From where does he know that the Jews of avodah zarah is only usher at the moment it's worshipped, as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel says it's usher right away? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, I think this is in Kisavim, I know, Aror Ha'ish, full pasuk, Aror Ha'ish, Asher Yasel Pesach U'Masecha Tov As Hashem, it says, V'Sam B'Seser. Okay, again, he's saying the words, V'Sam B'Seser, what's the full pasuk? Aror Ha'ish, Asher Yasel Pesach U'Masecha Tov As Hashem, Maseh Yedei Charash, V'sham b'seser, v'anu kol ha'am v'amru amen. He says, v'sham b'seser, it's got to be put away in hiding, I guess. He says, so those words are also extra. He says, ad shayaseh la dvarim shebeseser. It only becomes a to'avas Hashem if something done b'seser is done to it. Now, most people, I guess, would worship the avodah zarah quietly. It's, you know, not going to go out and, I guess, I don't know. V'sham b'seser. I don't know if that was really the case in the times of the Navi, but Rashi says, Shama says, "Sir, what? I don't know what to do with anything. They don't work. They don't bow down to idols or worship avodah zarah. They were Christians,
right? But they worship privately because they
no, they worship Judaism privately. This right. Is talking about somebody's working the avodah zarah privately. Actually, asked the Torah to say it, sir. Okay, so therefore, it only becomes a toeva until you do something that you typically do b'seisir, which is worship it. So, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do with that? The Edoch, what are you going to do with that?" How we buy the Rabbi Yitzchak? He learns it like Rabbi Yitzchak would learn it. The Rabbi Yitzchak, minayim lo sachavim shel Yisrael shetuuna geniza. How do I know that the avodah zarah of a Jew requires geniza, meaning that you can't be mevatel it, rather you have to bury it in the ground, I guess. Shenemar, the pasuk says, now you got to put it away. Okay, the edach. So where does Rabbi Kiva know that you have to put it away? It turns geniza. Nafkalei mid Rabbi Chizah Marav. The Rabbi Chizah Marav. Minayim lavos kachavim shel Yisrael shetun le geniza. Shneamar lo sita lecha ashera kol eitz. Lo sita lecha ashera kol eitz esel mitzbach Hashem olkecha. Ma mizbeach ton geniza. Right? It's ashera. Is juxtaposed, again, one of those words that only Gemara people learn, juxtaposed, no one ever uses that word in real life, you have Ashera connected to Mizbeach, Ma Mizbeach Tal Geniza, just like the Mizbeach requires Geniza, Af Ashera to Ula Geniza, so to the Ashera needs Geniza. We'll have to see where the Mizbeach, we learn at the Mizbeach, but fine. So the Edoch, okay, what does he do with the Pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel is not learning that Pasuk now, that the Avodah Zarah needs Geniza, he learned it from a different Pasuk, so what does he do with this Pasuk? He learns it like Reish Lakish learned it. Dam Reish Lakish, kol ha-ma'amid dayon she'eino hagun, whoever appoints a judge who's not appropriate, right, that's not an appropriate judge, ki'ilu nota asheir b'Yisrael. It's as similar as if he planted an asheir tree, an avodah zarah tree in Yisrael. Sh'ne'amar, the pasuk says, shoftim v'shotrim b'tein l'cha b'chol sh'arecha, you put judges and officers in all your gates, v'samachlei, and right next to it, the next pasuk says, it's lo sita l'cha asheira, kol eitz. So I guess the eitz over here is the dayon. So you shotim yitain, but don't make an asherah of the eitz. Don't put someone who's inappropriate. That means, so from there you learn, that whoever appoints inappropriate judge, if he planted an asherah, right, big drasha there, you can learn. Rav Ashi says, b'makom tamid chachamim, not only that, if you did it, if you appoint someone who's inappropriate, it's just as if you planted an asherah tree. If you point someone inappropriately in a place where there are appropriate people who should have been appointed in his stead, it's as if you planted the Asherah next to the Mizbeach. Okay, fine. So now we've had everything, we've learned back and forth. To summarize, we have a bunch of psukim. Rabbi Akiva says that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is only usher once it is worshipped. The Avodah Zarah of a Goy is usher right away. Rabbi Shmuel is the opposite. The Avodah Zarah of the Goy is usher when it's worshipped. The Avodah Zarah of a Jew is usher right away. Our Mishnah that we learned yesterday is going according to Shita Rabbi Kiva. Okay. Boy Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna says, or asks, Ritach Kli L'Avodah Chachavim Mahu. So it seems that Ritach Kli is you banged it out. You sort of like fixed it. Right? Ritach Kli L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Kli Shenishbar. Right? It was broken kli. The hekishalav v'kornush, and you banged it with the hammer. Ad shirikau v'nitpashet v'nismalei pigimaso. Until you banged out until it was fixed. You did that l'shem avodah zarah. Mahu, is this kli asr bahana or not? The Gemara says avodah kochavim deman. Whose avodah zarah is this? I mean, you remember the answer for the shame of Avodah Zarah of a guy, the shame of Avodah Zarah of a Jew. Ilema, that you're doing this Avodah Kachavim, the Avodah Kachavim, it's the shame, the Avodah Zarah of an Akum. Well, then when it came to a Kli, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agreed that by the Kli, you had to actually use it and utilize it for the Avodah Zarah. Right? Then Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, Misham Shei Avodah Kachavim, this is not the actual Avodah Zarah, it's something that's used in worship of Avodah Zarah, or Misham Shei Avodah Kachavim, Eino Shumat Shei Yabdu. Right, it says Avet Avodas Kol Mekamos Asher Abdu Mekamos for Kalim Abdu. It has to be worshipped. So Ella, the something must be Avodas Kachavim de Yisrael. It's going to be the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. I guess you worship. Maybe it's a Jew doing it for his Avodah Zarah. So Aliba Deman, according to Hushita, Ilem Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. If you're going to go according to Rabbi Kiva, Hashta He Gufo Lo Mitzra Asher Ti Aved Misham Shem Yivai. But Rabbi Kiva said that when it comes to the Avodah Zarah of a Jew, the Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself, the pestle itself, whatever it is itself, it's not going to be usher until it's worshipped. Right. So the kalim are going to be usher beforehand? No, so you banged it out. It has to be used in order for it to become usher. So Ella Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. The question is according to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar who says that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew, Asur Miyad, becomes usher Miyad. So my, what's the halacha? Mishamshin, mi mishamshin darminon. Do we learn the din? These are mishamshim. These are things that are used to be utilized. Sorry? I need a better word, to be utilized in service of service of Avodah Zarah. So do we learn the servicing utensils of the Jew to the servicing utensils of the guy, and therefore, ma hasam achi yavdu, apacha achi yavdu, so to hear, just like there, they're not usher until you actually utilize them, so to hear, they're not usher until you actually utilize them. Or dilma minogamar, or we'll learn the utensils of the Avodah Zarah of a Jew from the Avodah Zarah of the Jew itself. Just like the Avodah Zarah of the Jew is usher right away, so to the utensils will be usher right away. Or dilma minogamar, mahi asur miyad, ach misham sheh asur miyad. So the Gemara says, before we even get to the question, so my ira de kaboile rita kli. So why are you asking the question about someone who's fixing a broken kli? Tiboile asa. The shayla is the same thing. If you're making the kli l'chathli to begin with, you're making the kli l'shem the Avodah Zarah of the Jew. Does it get the status of the Avodah Zarah and therefore it's asa right away? Or does it get the status of Mishamshim, just like the Mishamshim of the other Avodah Zarah is not asa till it's used? So to hear it's not asa till it's used. Why do you have the case of rita kli? Just make the case of asa kli. So the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna Mishum Tuma Yishana Kamibayle. The reason why he's asking about Rita Kli is because he has another suffix involved here regarding the Tuma of the Avodah Zarah. Right? So there's Shazud Rashi. The halacha is that the Rabbanan made a Tuma de Rabbanan on Avodah Zarah. That's on a Kli that. The kli that was used for Avodah Zarah gets a status of tuma from Midr Rabbanan. Now, if you break a kli, then the tuma disappears. If you fix that kli, the tuma reappears. So the shaila here now is that tuma de Rabbanan reappear by fixing the kli? Or once it was broken, here we're talking about rita kli, he's fixing it. So once it was broken, did it disappear? And does it not come back because it's a tuma de Rabbanan? Does the tuma go back or no? It's not. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Kalim. Kli matachos. So you have these metallic klis. Pishutehen. Whether or not they're flat and they don't have a base cable, they don't have a receptacle. U mikablehen. All these kalim that have a receptacle. Timeim. They are tame. They can become tame if someone touches them. Nishtabru. If they break after they became tame. Taharu. They become tahar because they're no longer kalim. However, Chazav, Rasa, and Kalim, if you went back and you fixed them, then Yaksud Lutuma Yishana. They go back to whatever they had beforehand. They Yaksud Lutuma Yishana. Rashi says, Utsricha Trila. And they will require Trila. You have to fix them. So, Vahachi Kamibayle. And this, we said this outside already. This is the subject of Rav Hamuna. Ki Hadra Tuma. When we say that Tuma goes back into a fixed Kli, Hani Mili Lutuma De Oraisa. Maybe that only applies to Tuma De Oraisa. About Tuma de Rabbanan, when it came to Tuma de Rabbanan, which the Tuma de Avodah Zarah is, maybe it doesn't go back, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. So that's why we had to ask the question by Risa Kli. So Gemara says, Tiboy Le Bishar Tumas de Rabbanan. We have the entire end of the first parak of Psachim, right? Chanina Skanas Kohanim, all talks about Tuma de Rabbanan. Why are you talking about Padafka, the Tuma de Rabbanan, the Avodah Zarah? Talk about any Tuma de Rabbanan. So then you don't have to talk about Risa Kli, you can talk about making the Kli, you don't have to add Yishayel, doesn't have to be here. So he says, Rashi says, Tiboyli Shar Tumas Darabanan, it's not all Tumas, or Perish Bekalim Shinitamu Bimashkim, by Kalim that became Usr, became Tame, they were touched by liquid, Kamosha Perish Hakuntrush, Ubekalim Shikr Tumas and Doraisa, and or other Kalim that actually have a status that they could become Tame Doraisa. The Ilubikskuchis, when it comes to glass, they're not going to be close to Tumasan. Because their ikatuma is the Rabbanan. Meaning the only thing that you have a shayla that the Rabbanan ikatuma will come back is something that in itself could become Tamei Doraisa. If it's a keli that will only become Tamei Derabanan, then Tosfos is saying that that's not part of the shayla. It's only a keli that theoretically could become Tamei Doraisa. If it became Tamei Derabanan, does that tuma return when you fix the keli? He says, Tibai Bishar Tumas Derabanan. So Gemara says, No, Chad Amigo, Chad Akami Baile. He's asking a question within a question. Right? Basically, the question is, Tumah Derabanan mi Hajra lo Hajra. Right. Does the Tumah Derabanan that's placed upon a Kli come back or not come back when it's fixed? The Imtim say Loma lo Hajra. And if you're going to tell me that it typically does not come back, well, maybe Tumah Davos Chachavim, maybe that only applies to other Tumahs Derabanan. But Tumah Davos Chachavim, Mishum Chumah Davos Chachavim, Mishavu al Rabbanan ki Tumah Derais alo. Did the Rabbanan there make an extra stringency on Tumah Avodah Zarah and say that by Tumah Avodah Zarah, because you have to get rid of it completely, whatever the case is, it's really stringent, Does that Tuma Darabanan come back, even if other Tumas Darabanans do not? So the Gemara says, Teku. So Teku, I guess, goes upon everything, right? Because our whole question started was whether or not it's Aser, Risa Kli. And then we went through the whole thing to try to figure out why you're asking it on this case. The Gemara leaves on Teku. Okay. Vayiminei Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai. Tikroves avos kochavim shel ochalim mahu. So I guess these are food things that were offered to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore they become tamei like the Avodah Zarah. Mahu, mi mahani lubitul tarinu mituma olo. Can they become batal? Can the akum be mavatal them or not? Rashi says, mi saka tumi minayu al de bitul ulo. So if it's tibay lev kalim, Rashi says, why are you asking about foods? Ask about kalim. What Rashi says, tibay lev kalim, shenishtam shuben levos kachavim. Right, ask about kalim that are used. You're talking about the food that are used. Ask about the kalim that are used. He says, kalim lo kami boile. For kalim, I didn't have a suffix. Kevin de islu tar b'mikva tumanami batala. Since kalim, the parsha of kalim has a concept of something becoming tahar. You can put regular kalim in a mikva to become tahar. So if you're in the parsha of tara, so when it comes to what is tara, you can also be in the parsha of bittul. Ki kami boile ochlin. My shaila is regarding food items. Right? So Gemara says, viti boi. Right, so does bittul work for them or not? So Gemara says, v'tiboyi lei v'avodas kochavim gufa. Why don't you ask the Shaila about the Avodah Zarah itself? Meaning, like, you bowed, like, why is it using food that was used for Avodah Zarah? Why are you talking about food that was the Avodah Zarah? Now, some people do have, like, food is the God to them. But food that is used for Avodah Zarah. Right, v'tiboyi lei avodas gufa. So he says, no, avodas kochavim gufa lo miboyi lei. I didn't have a suffix if the food is the actual Avodah Zarah itself. Kevan de isura bittul. Tuma nami batala, because the Torah is talking about the tuma. So since the isra hana, you can be mavatel the isra hana when it comes to the avodah zarah. So too clearly, you can be mavatel, you can be matar, you can be mavatel the tuma. Ki kami boile tikrovis avodah kachavim shel ochem. Only the shaila I have is things that are used to worship the avodah zarah of food. My kevan the isur lo batel. Since the isur is not batel, because tikrovis avodah zarah is never aser, they can never become. A bottle, kid Rav Gidol, like Rav Gidol said before, it's Zifchei Mesim, that's Rav Gidol's drasha. Tuma nami lo bottle, maybe the tuma also doesn't go away. Meaning you can't get enough from it, but if Gosh Hashem, you touched it, you won't become tamei. O Dilma, Isser mi dorais lo bottle, tuma dorabana bottle. Or do you say no? The Isser of Tikros for the Zara, that does not become bottle. But the tuma mi dorabana could become bottle. Teku, leave it as a teku. Okay. Next. Bai mine Rabbi Yossi ben Shal mi Rebbe. Kalim sheshimshu bahen bebeis chonyo. Mahu sheishtamshu behem beis hamikdash. The kalim that were used in the house of Chonyo, can you use them in the beis hamikdash? What is the house of Chonyo? So people who are Navi, or people who learn, you know, not Navi, this is actually not Navi. This is the story of, I think it's Reb Shimon. Who's the children?
Shimon
Tzadik. Shimon Tzadik, right? He says, beis Chonyo, Rashi, first wide line. Mefarish b'shmaisin basraisa de menachos. This is the very end of menachos. Chonyo b'noshu shel Shimon HaTzadik. Chonyo was the son of Shimon HaTzadik. Shebarach l'mitzrayim ipnei achiv. He ran to Mitzrayim because his brother was appointed as the Kohen Gadol instead of him. Shebarach l'mitzrayim ipnei achiv u'bonu sham mizbeach, and he built a mizbeach there. So pligi hasam is a machlokus of them in achos. Ikel mandam l'shem v'os hachavim. Ikel mandam l'shem shemayim. Some say he made it to Avodah Zarah. Some say l'shem shemayim. He was making like a bomba. The kami boyle the Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, and Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul is now asking. Aliba demanda Amar la beis avos kachavim. According to one who says this was not a house of idol worship, this was an inappropriate place to service Hashem, right? Because aliba demanda Amar avos kachavim he lo kami boyle. When it comes to if it was avodah zara, there's no shaila because hashtag lehedin asurim gedamar el bekelim l'shnash lehem avos kachavim kas medaver levo mi boy. You can't. You have to. Right. The pasuk said. Right. You have to destroy all the kelim that were used for avodah zara. So if you have to, hedra can't use it. For sure, Hekesh can't use it. So the Shaila is, according to the one who says, but the one who says, okay, but the Kalim have no choice. So the question is, according to the Mandamar who says that the Beis Chonyo is not an Avodah Zarah, can the Kalim that were used there then be used in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, V'kami Boile, right away, V'kami Boile, Aliba the Mandamar, Beis Chonyo lav Beis HaVodos Kochavimi. Only according to the one who says that it wasn't an Avodah Zarah. Ditnan, we have the Mishnah of the Erminachos, Kohanim shishim shu beis chonov lo yisham shu b'mikdash Yerushalayim. The Kohanim who service there, they cannot service in Yerushalayim. The ainu sorik lo mar ledavar acher. And achas kam v'kama, if the Kohen did davar acher, which is avodah zara, he cannot service in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe we say Kohanim who can see the Rabbanon, we should have ninu. Maybe the Kohanim who service in Beis Chonil, we punish them and say they can't service in the Beis HaMikdash. Because they had a choice. Why'd you go there? You knew it was the wrong place to offer up Korbanos to Hashem. Yeah, only one place is in the Beis HaMikdash. So they get punished. Aval Kalim, they had no das. Aval Kalim lo, that they didn't make a knas on the Kalim. Right? Rashi says, Kohanim b'nei dea ninu, v'yodi shenesu abamos, afushen gavoa, v'hochlu v'avdu b'bama, who, the Kohanis Rabbanon, but Kalim, who don't have the das, that maybe they don't make the knas, they don't have das, they don't make the knas, odim aloshna, or maybe it made no difference. Anything that was used in Beis Chonil, right, that's what you're saying, anything that was used in Beis Chonil should be out of the question and not be used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Amr Lei, so Rebbe says back to Yosef ben Shaul, Asurin Haim, they are Asur, Umikra Hayabiyadenu, and I had a pasuk to tell me that I was right, Ushikachnuhu, but I forgot the pasuk, but I'm right. So Esve, so Rabbi Yossi then asks on Rebbe, why are you telling me that they're Asur? Let's look at the following case. This the pasuk is by Chizkiyahu, who says to the Kohanim, Chizkiyahu says to the Kohanim, Kol HaKelim, Asher Hizniah, HaMelech Achaz B'Malchuso, B'Malo, Hichanu, V'Hikdashunu. All the Kalim that Achaz before me did terrible things with. He used them for Avodah Zarah. You should, right, B'Malchuso, Hichanu, prepare them, V'Hikdashunu, and sanctify them. Which makes it sound like you can use them. So my love, Hichanu means Itablinu, put them in the mikvah, B'Tovel them, and Hikdashunu, the Akishinu, and then put the Shemin of Mishnah, Rashi says, or do something with them, or you don't have to actually use the Shemin Mishnah, you can also just use them in service, and they become good to be used. Basically, take the Vodazara Kalim, the Kalim that were used for Vodazara by the previous king, and kasha them. So if those Kalim can be used, that were used for Vodazara can be used, then clearly the Kalim in Beis Chonil, if they're not a Vodazara, can be used.
Isn't that one of the differences between a guy's Vodazara and a Jew's Vodazara? The guy's Vodazara, any guy can be Mavakal.
But where's the guy here?
One second, but a Jew's, in order to be Mavakal,
I don't know. I don't know, but we're not. That's talking about the Avodah Zarah itself.
I think he's right about
but that. But that's the Avodah Zarah itself. We're not talking about the Avodah Zarah here. We're talking about the Kalim. It's not the same thing. It's a different dinim.
Isn't the Kalim worse?
Well, yeah, it's worse. What? We just said this whole thing today. The Kalim a bigger problem than the Avodah Zarah itself.
You can't have a bigger problem than the Avodah Zarah itself. That was Tikrovis. You can't have a bigger problem than the Tikrovis is the worst part.
What's
the Tikrovis difference in the Kalim? The Tikrovis is what you're... The Kalim, where you're bringing the stuff to it. You're using stuff in service to it. It's not the thing that you're actually offering.
No, the fire pan.
But that's not the offering. The offering's in the fire pan. It's not... It's an accessory.
The wine is Tikrovis and the cup is just the...
Correct. It's an accessory.
So the wine is never mutter and the cup could be mutter.
I think so.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
That's what it means.
I think so.
I don't know, so what was offered to the...
What was offered is a Tikrovis. This wasn't offered. This was used as the accessory to bring it. It's a different...
Yeah, that's the problem one.
No, the Tikrovis is the biggest problem.
Nobody's arguing about the Tikrovis. You can't use the same wine, clearly.
Correct. Wine's
but
gone.
But the pan that's used to be mishamashit, that's a problem.
Sorry. No, Gemara's clear. He's saying no. Gemara's arguing that not... That's not the Havim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you see, from here they can use it. We're going to answer that he's learning the pasuk wrong, but Rabbi Yossi's Havim is that you can use him. So he says, my love, hichanu, datla blinu, hikashanu, dakashinu, then you can be used. Right? So you see that they're not, right? But here the problem might be here different, is that because these Kalim, that's funny, I remember, these Kalim belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So Kalim belong to the Midrash, they don't belong to the king. And you can't be Adam Oser Dabar Shein Shalom. You can't usher these things. You can't go ahead and take the public things.
You can't turn them around.
No, these things don't become usher to begin with. They should become usher. They only became usher Midrabanan. Midrashim, these things are not, these Kalim are not usher, because these Kalim are not my personal Kalim. Achaz used the Kalim in the base of Midrash, which belongs to everybody, which is a public domain. You can't usher somebody else's stuff.
That's the problem with a Jew. It's worse for him.
But this isn't a private individual Jew's Kalim. These are the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash don't belong to anybody individually. They belong to the public. So an individual Jew cannot go ahead and use them and make them usser. Because Ein Adam Oser Davar She'Eino Shelo doesn't belong to him. That's what's going on here. Right, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hektishinu v'hektishum v'hektishinu Shechazru mashma shimon mishcha Alma Kevan demidorais lo mitzvah. Since midorais, these things were never usser. The Hektish Ninhu, these belong to Hektish. The ain adam osir davish in a shalom. A person cannot make something that's not his osir. Inu nami lo gozu alayu ho of alav ne deyaninu. So you see from here, since these things never became osir, because they never became osir because they were hektish, so when they only became osir midrabanan, you see that the rabbanan allowed them to be used in the base of Middash if they were purified. So too, base chonyov, which never became osir, because they were used in the service of God, in the wrong, misplaced service, but of God, should also be able to be used in the base of Middash. So that's why he says, Gemara, I've heard it wrong before, so much to remind me, that's good. So you say the Kshayla is, the proof is that these things were also only Asur Durabanan, because they're hektish, and they became Asur Duraisa. And you see that Chizkiyahu was able to use them in the Beis HaMikdash, so too Beis Konyov, Kalim, that were only Asur Durabanan, because they were never used in the service of Avodah Zarah, should be able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So Amr Leh, so Rebbe says back to Rabbi Yossi, Baruch Atal Shemayim Shechazak Li'Avodasi. Thank God that you reminded me what I forgot. Thank you, Mati. You reminded me of what I forgot. Right? Because the pasuk says, how do you, what does it mean, heichanu? Heichanu doesn't mean put them in the mikvah. And hikdishanu doesn't mean you use those again. Heichanu means sheginaznum. They put them in geniza. And hikdashanu is shekdashanu acharem tachteyem. Hikdashanu means that we sanctified other utensils in their place. Meaning, even though these things are only also the rabbanan, we still won't use them. So too, in the things when it comes to Beis Chonyov, these things that are Asur Durabanan, we're not going to use them. That's why I said it's Asur. But so according to Rebbe, Chizkiyahu did not use these kelim. He put them away. Even though there was no Isser on them. It was only Asur Durabanan. Because you can't Asur Hektish because it's not yours. You could be Moab Hektish. And then there's punishment on you. But it's not Yotze Lechulin. Manila it is. Manila is, I don't know. Okay, I'll scratch that.
Would that be logically, if you take the
kelim,
do the
avodah zarah,
then bring it back to the base of
Middash. Yeah, but you have to look at it halachically, nothing became asur. So Gemara says, lemim sayale. Maybe we have a proof. We have a proof to Rebbe who said that the kelim are not used, even though they're not asur, not really asur. Why? Because we have the following mishnah in Midos, mizrachit tzvonis, in the northeast part of the azara, in the lishka, northeast part. That's where the Chashmonaim stored or put in the Geniza the stones from the Mizbeach that were made disgusting by the Yavanim. They made it disgusting for Avodah Zarah.
What do they do with them?
Right, what do you mean what they do with them? They put them in Geniza.
No, the stones. What
do they do with them? The Greeks made it gross, whatever they did. The Avodah Zarah, whatever they did. Whatever they did. So Gemara is right, he says, should siksu levos kachavim. Maybe this is what you're getting at, Yoni. Alma afal gab de lehejit lo mitzri. These things cannot become asr lehejit, again, because these things are hektish. And you can't asr something that's not yours. The ain adam osu davashin leshalo, gozer rabon legabi gavoa. They made a derabanon that legabi gavoa, you're not going to be able to use these mizbechos. Even though these are not, you know, b'nei deya, so too, based on Yubnami, just like they made the gzeira by the stones of the Chashmonayim, the Mizbeach, so to make the same gzeira by the Beis Konyo, that would be a raya. Again, these things aren't asr because it can't be asr davar she'enu shelo. It doesn't belong to him. I can't walk up to your item. I can't walk up to your sheep, bow down to it as an avodah zarah, and now it's asr. It's not mine. I can't do that. I mean, I could do it. It doesn't work. So he says, Amra Papa, no. There, Rav Papa says it's different. There's no raya there, because why? Hasam krot ishkach v'daras. There's a pasuk that they learn. Diksiv, uba'u pritzim v'chiluha. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says the pritzim, Lachokas Rishonim, if that pritzim means the Goyim or the Jews, Rabbi Raza gave a shir about this, I think, in 2003. Right? Something like that. I think it was a long time ago. Uba'u pritzim v'chiluha, that they think, so what happened to uba'u pritzim v'chiluha? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, uba'u pritzim v'chiluha, last short line, and then the first wide line, Mikavan Shenichnasu Ovi Kuchavim Lehechal. When the Goyim came into the Hechal, Yatsu Kalim Lechulim. Then automatically the Shechina left, and the Kalim went to Chulin right away. Mikavan Dinachi Lechulin, and now that these Kalim that belong to are Chulin, they're not Hekish anymore, Kaninu Behefkeru Bahavil Didihu. So then the Goyim were Koneb Behefker. They didn't belong to anybody anymore. And then when they used them, they became Asr, because they became theirs. So what happens is, the Shechina is only there, the Kedusha is only there as long as the Shechina is there. Once the Shechina is there, the Kedusha is not there anymore, and therefore it becomes, they can go take it. I learned a lot. There's, Rav Salavechik has in It's one of the Masorah journals. Yes, the Gemara says that why don't we fast on Tisha B'Av? Why don't we just fast on the 10th of Av? The whole thing happened on the 10th of Av. Everything just started at night. It should be on the 10th of Av. Even the fact that we don't even do anything real on the 10th of Av. We have a few chumras that we do, but there's no Avelos on the 10th of Av. And that was the day that really the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara answers because Aschalata Purunasa. You go going to the beginning of the Puranas. So what does it mean the beginning of the Puranas? So Salvechik explains, the beginning of the Puranas was when? It was on the 9th of Av. On the 9th of Av, that's when the Shekhinah left. That's when it started. What was the start? The start is the Shekhinah leaving the Beis HaMikdash. The moment the Shekhinah left the Beis HaMikdash, that was the destruction. That's when it was lost. So the 10th of Av, yeah, that's when the physical structure was destroyed. But the temporal Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the moment the Shekhinah left, which was on the 9th of Av. So through here, you know, once the Shekhinah leaves, that's what Gemara said. The Gemara talks about that Titus was Boel a Zona in the, and nothing happened to him. The Meshech Chachma is the whole thing, there's no inherent Kedusha. The Kedusha is dependent upon the Shekhinah being there. Once the Shekhinah leaves, then it's no longer Kaddish. Okay. So Gemara says, why did Anshei Beis Chashmonaim have to put the stones in Geniza? So Amru, they said, Hechi Navid. What are we supposed to do? So Nisban Renu, if we're going to break them up to be Mavata Levodah Zara, we can't do that. Avonim Shlemos. We're not going to be able to use the stones. We need full stones for the Mizbeach, Hamar Rachmana. Nansi Renu, maybe we'll just, instead of breaking them, we'll shave them with the knife. Lo tanif alayim barzal marachmana. You can't have metal onto the stones. So v'amai lisprin. So the Gemara says, why do you have to be gonezit? Lisprinu, break it, and therefore you mivatli borozara v'lishkinu l'nashayu, and then use it for chulin, and then we call it chulin. So mi lo amar ravosha bikshu lig knows kol kesesh v'zav shabah olam v'shem kaspa v'davat shul Yerushalayim. Then Rav Yosha, because just like Rav Yosha said, they wanted, after the Chor Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to asser all gold and silver in the world because of lest that could be the gold and silver that comes from Yerushalayim. And it would be asser, because that's all the Hector stuff. Avinabah, they ask, ah, Yerushalayim, he rubed olam, is that the rove? So El Armavaye, Bixalignos, Dinyora, Hedriana, Turaina, Shifa, Mednetivish, to Yerushalayim. They wanted to be goes there, and you can't use a certain type of coin in Yerushalayim. Achamatsu la mikram in a Torah, until they found this passage in the Torah, Shemutar, it has a bowl of pizza mechalua. So the pizza came, and these coins are no longer hektish. So to hear these things are no longer hektish, take the stones, break them up, and use them, put them on make the road out of it, do something constructive with it. So he says, no, hasam, lo ishtam shibu lagavoa. Hacha, cave, and ishtam shibu lagavoa, lo arach, orcha, ara, vishtumi bewa hedjo. So we're using us before, and the difference is, right, Edechanai probably could have, but they didn't want to, because these things were used for gavoa, and pashnish, to use the stones for the mizbeach, and, you know, pave a street out of them, or something like that. But in the Chanami, you probably could do it because Ubo preaches in Mechilua. Bottom line is, you cannot use the Kalim from Beis Chonyo because we say that it's. But the Raya, there's no Raya from the Beis Chashmonayim because that is Ubo preaches in Mechilua. That's because those things became Aser Midoraisa because the Goyim were able to Aser it because it went to the Chulin and they Kone it Mehavker. Ove Kochavim Mevatel Avodas Kochavim Shalo Vishel Chavero. The Goy can be Mevatel his Avodah Zarah and the Avodah Zarah of his friend. But a Jew cannot be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Okay. HaMevatel always Kochavim, if you Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, Mevatel Misham Sheha, then all the accessories are Mevatel along with it. Bita Misham Sheha, if you Mevatel the Misham Shem, Mishamshim mutarim v'hi asura. You don't mevatel the mishamshim. You're not mevatel the it itself. Masni la Rebbe the Rishuma Rebbe. So Rebbe learns from Rishuma and Rebbe. Ovei kachav mevatel v'skom shalo v'shal chavero. The guy can mevatel his avodah zarah and his friends of avodah zarah. So Amar Rebbe says, wait a second. Shani salana b'yod tzra. Ovei kachav mevatel v'skom shalo v'shal Yisrael. You told us that a guy can mevatel his and a Jews. Now you're saying you only mevatel another guy's. So the Gemara says, asks on Rebbe, the Yisrael, become a vatla, right? How can you be vatla like the Vodazar of a Jew? The Vodazar of a Jew never comes vatla. The apostle says it, just put it away in Yisra. So Amar Rav Hillel, Berei Dirab Volos, Lo Nitzucha, Sheyesh Lo Bosh Shutafus. We're talking about a case where there's a partnership, where the Goy has a partnership with the Jew, and that's the reason why the Goy can be vatla even the portion of the Jew. Even though when a Avodah Zarah only belongs to a Jew, the Goy cannot be Mevatel. If he has it in a partnership, that's what the Rebbe meant when he said that the Goy can be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of the Jew. Okay, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to explain what changed in Rebbe's Shita, when he changed when he was younger to when he was older. All right.